Let's talk about sex, baby. But before we get into it, tell me, spit or swallow? Hi, welcome back to another episode of Spit or Swallow Pod with your favorite host, Hausa Chocolate. Yay! Don't kill me with that low clap. Today is a special day as per usual. And with me, I have a very special guest. I'm very excited for this episode, Sugar Ken.
Hello.
Hi, Sugar Ken. Thank you for coming to the studio.
It's a pleasure having me here.
Yeah, so before we get into it, spit or swallow?
Swallow.
Why swallow?
I don't know. Let me just take it.
Then you just take it. Fair enough. So today we're going to be talking about the stripping industry. I mean, I've mentioned wanting a stripper on the show, and I've had some adult performers on, but I've had a lot of female performers, and I want to have like the male perspective. And Ken, do you want to introduce yourself and tell us what you do?
Okay. Hello, everyone. My name is Okine Kenna Joseph, also known as Sugar Ken. I'm a male stripper and exotic dancer. I'm also a CEO of a logistic business, and I run a fashion line.
Wow. Continue. Go ahead.
Yeah. And we just try to make money, actually. So
okay, that's all we do. So before we get into it, let's play a game.
Okay.
The warmer. Pick
three
cards.
Three. This.
What are your thoughts on PDA?
I feel yes, it's needed. I feel that's a way for you to even show example that love really exists. You get a way to show love to other people.
You get, so your partners, do you like kissing in public, holding
yes,
hands?
Yes, I want to. Okay. Yeah, you know, create that space for yourself and let them know he or she's your partner.
So you like showing off your partner?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any weird fetish or fantasies? You can describe them.
Okay. Would you call that weird? But I don't like a lady taking control of me. So that might be weird, but I don't like a lady taking control of me in bed. I like being the master.
So you're dominant, basically. Yeah. So are you into BDSM in general?
Yes.
But you always like being
like
the dominating one?
Yeah, you be a good girl and I'll be a good daddy.
Okay. Describe what the perfect oral sex would be like.
I should describe?
The perfect oral sex. So head, what's your perfect?
Damn, suck my head, suck my balls, gawk on them, go down, go up,
okay.
Play with the cup.
Wow,
yeah.
You really described it.
Yeah.
I mean, fair.
And probably enough. Just blindfold me.
Blindfold you. Wow.
Okay. I'm not thinking about things.
Okay. Thank you for being descriptive. Okay. All right, so let's get into the topic of the day. So you say you're a male performer, exotic dancer, and a stripper. How did you get into stripping or dancing and all that in general?
Well, I would say, firstly, I just love the art of making women enjoy themselves.
Mm.
Like, I always like, you know, doing things to make the ladies feel good.
Yeah.
And gradually, I just started that. Maybe occasionally in parties, I just want to dance with a random lady.
Mm.
Again, then I just give her this nice dance, want to make her feel good, give her a nice chair dance. And that way, I just saw people liking it more and we're going into the business of, okay, we can make money from this also. And it just kicked in that way.
Okay. And did you approach like a strip club or did you audition or did somebody, you know?
Well, I started as a freelance exotic dancer and stripper before building my way up to working with clubs and maybe private parties. But I started being a freelance dancer, you know, experimenting it because, you know, we're in this part of the world where there's still a stigma attached to all those kind of stuff. So I didn't just rush in. I was very calculated about my moves, about how to do it. Because, you know, there are a lot of male strippers out there.
Yeah.
You get, but I wanted it to be different.
Mm.
So I also took my time to know how the game was, to know what to do, to experience some flaws before going to the top.
Mm-hmm.
So that was it.
So how did you, or where did you learn how to dance? And what is different from your exotic dancing versus your stripper dancing?
Well, me, I wouldn't say you have to, in quote, unquote, learn anything for me. But I feel you just have to be observant. When I mean observant, in the sense that for me, it's more of an interaction. My dances are more of an interaction. I mean, the flow in which the audience or the person is also pouring out to me.
Mm-hmm.
You get, I tend to I tend to monitor those flows before just going all out. So that was how I started gradually. You know, I get to meet some people and they like the dance this way.
Mm-hmm.
I get to some people, they don't even want me to dance. They just want to touch.
Mm.
You get so, and you get to some people, they want the dance and the touch. And you get to some people, they are not even too much interested. They are shy, but you get so. That was how I just got into it. So sometimes the dance and sometimes the interaction.
Okay. And so when you say like monitoring like the reactions of the crowd, do you, so for instance, does this mean that if you're in certain places and you see that when you do a certain move, they are screaming and also that inspires you to like do that more of the same thing?
Yeah.
So for every, do you get naked with every crowd?
No. So there are actually various class of presentations.
Mm-hmm.
So I have my like the normal performances, I have my exotic dance performances,
mm-hmm.
then I have my premium dance performances.
Yeah.
So you could just book me for a regular. I coordinate like rehearsals even before some dance.
Mm-hmm.
So I have like staged performances.
Mm-hmm.
So, and some are freestyles. I just go down whatever comes, which are more like the interaction dance. I flow with the crowd. I flow with my audience or the person I'm dancing with.
Yeah.
And we have the private one whereby, you know, some group of people really want to go out. This is their kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
This is what they like. So we go out all out also for this kind of client.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but there are more private and more special bookings for that.
Okay. And so what are your like price differences for, you know, each class of dance?
So it also depends on the mood of the event.
Mm-hmm.
So be it a house party, a bridal shower, maybe just a get together, maybe a pool party or something.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies. So mostly for, let's say, occasions where you want me to come give you a stage performance, we're looking at maybe how many dancers do you need? Am I just the solo dancer, or you want me to bring co-performance,
mm-hmm.
Performers to come also? So I do my costing on that.
Yeah.
You get, but we're looking about, let's say, 200-300K.
Hmm. For how long? Like how long is it?
So I do. If I'm doing a special performance, we're doing 25 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
25 minutes.
Yeah.
So if it's a private booking, so a private booking, I charge per hour. Mm. Yeah, so per hour, I do 150, 120.
Okay.
Per hour. So, and that per hour includes my, I get like a 20-minute rest in between.
Mm, okay.
You get your hour, so you could choose how to. So depending how many hours you want to book. Then private booking are more negotiable. I do that negotiable.
Okay. So depending on what type of package
you want. Yeah, and your taste and how extreme you want it.
Mm.
Yeah, so.
So do people make requests like, oh, I want you to dress up like this. I want you to wear this.
Yeah.
Do you include like costume charges?
Yeah, there are, yes. Which are, as I said, there are things we have to negotiate on depending on your preference. Yeah, mm-hmm. Some people like the role play. Okay, I want you to come as a Terminator, I want you to come as a Spartan, I want you to come as Panda, I want you to come as this. So
mm-hmm.
we play on those things also to make the arts more creative and more fun and more enjoyable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so for your private bookings, do you actually have clients that you go all the way with physically?
Yeah, sure.
And then do you charge them extra
for that? Yeah, sure. I'm sure it'd be one good thing. You pay good things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. That's, and do you have like regular customers? Like repeats?
Yeah, I do. I do have people who appreciate my work. Mm-hmm. I have people who support. And I have people who even want to work and invest with me and maybe do party, maybe come together and host private shows, because I do that sometimes also. I have my own private show I do. So.
Okay. Yeah, that's nice. And what would you say is like your favorite part about like working as a performer?
I would say having fun and getting paid. Yeah, having fun and getting paid.
Is this something that you think that you're going to do for the next like 5 years or 10 years or until you're old and gray?
At 80, I still want to give a lady a nice lap dance. Come on, I'm hot. 100 or 200, I'm still going to be hot.
Not 200, sugar kid at 80. I mean, yeah, I like that. I love that energy. And would you say, like, what would you say would be the downsides, if any?
In my job?
Yeah.
I would say that a lot of, depending on the way you do it, which was things I have to learn on the way.
Yeah.
You know, you also have to learn, once you're everywhere, a commodity that is everywhere, there's always a depression in price value, in value. So also that's why I don't want to be everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Those are some flaws in the business. You don't have to be everywhere.
Yeah.
Once you're everywhere, there's no value. You can create value with your scarcity.
Mm-hmm.
Once there's a scarcity and quality,
yeah,
you get more value for what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get, anybody can just decide to. Some people think it's all free, okay, just to pull my shirt and okay. You get, so you get a lot of people just coming to be even nuisance in the job.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so they tend to like, yeah. So they tend to like paint this already image down that, okay, male strippers just come to So you have to break those barriers to really let them know, okay, I could do this more classy. Okay, I could do this more presentable. Okay, I could do this more erotic.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's nice. But I feel like female strippers definitely have its like different, because one thing I notice is that men are often more aggressive with them. So if you, do you dance in like strip clubs as well, where you guys have like, was it, what's like it, do, wait, do you dance in strip clubs first of all, for a second question?
Yeah, I but that's why I said I don't do like regular going into the crowd dance.
Mm.
I dance for a strip club where I host my performances, where I get maybe a co-female stripper performer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we get to do something on stage for all of them to watch. Because I also got to learn in this job that a lot of people don't like, as much as they might like it, they don't like it when they are in public.
Mm.
They might like it secretly. But when they're in public and maybe you approach them for a dance, they all want to be like,
no.
So you don't just pour yourself out there on them. It will get flopped. So it's either you ask or you wait for them to want it.
Mm.
Yeah, so that way I don't go to the club. I give them a performance. Then if you want it, you can actually book me for a special dance or something.
Okay, I mean, I guess that's a good way to you know, secure your customers without, like you said, being everywhere. Because I feel like that's also something that I've noticed. Like, you find that a lot of strippers can be very aggressive sometimes. You know, they come, they're shaking you. Once they see money in your hand, they want to start dancing on you already. And obviously, once the strippers start dancing on you, there's that, oh, you've already collected a dance, you must pay, and all of that stuff. And yeah, so I find that. But then most, you find more female strippers than you actually see male strippers, you know.
Well, I would say yes, because one, the stereotype...
Or are there male strip clubs that we just don't know about that is only male performers?
Well, I myself would like to have one for the ladies one day. Those are things I look up to in the future, to have my own club, especially for ladies to just come have their fun, you know, free-minded ladies, come have your fun, enjoy, and go. You know, because the same way a guy can go to a club, get a female stripper, have his fun, touch boobies, catch fun, I wish the ladies could also have that kind of fun. Yeah. Okay, we understand the we understand, okay, as ladies, there's more stigma to it. Like, okay, why would the ladies do this? You're meant to be nana.
Yeah.
But I feel you can, there's a way things can be done, resolving in a particular energy
mm-hmm.
that is good.
Mm-hmm.
For example, pardon me to bring this. You can be a pastor and be an, but you resolute on the energy of an arm robber. And you can be an arm robber, but you have good intentions to what you do.
Yeah.
You get my point?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, a lot of people just see males, immediately they just say, oh, male stripper, they, okay, they might believe, okay, you've slept with him, you've done this, or you're a loose woman, yeah. or you can't control, you get.
Yeah.
So, but no, that stereotype is so faulty. It's,
mm-hmm.
you get, you can have a dance with a stripper and it ends there.
Yeah.
It's just for the moment.
Yeah,
for sure. Just for you to relieve that stress of without
mm-hmm.
any sexual attachment or anything.
Yeah.
So I believe people can resolute in that positive energy towards male stripping and even stripping in general.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, like, when I even think of male strippers, I feel like I would think more that men sleep with female strippers than women sleep with male strippers, you know?
Yeah, actually. Yeah, I would say. Because we men, we're... Women don't just sleep anyhow. A woman has to really like you. A woman has to want to fuck you or do anything with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, women, we might just say, okay, I just want to have fun for that night. I need that girl. I like that boobies.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would say it's true at that end.
Yeah, because I think that, I didn't, like I said, I don't, aside like dancers that you would just see, you know, in certain like clubs, I don't think I've gone to any strip club where I've seen male performance. I actually haven't caught any male performance. No, right. Honestly, I've just seen like dancers. Yes, some of the exotic dancers, but most of the time, it's only always when you see them on videos. But if you think of like the popular strip clubs in Lagos, like them, Secret Palace.
I have my shows at Secret Palace Saturdays. City Girls.
Really? Yeah. But you said you do with girls, but do they have sets that do they like in between sets where okay the guys are gonna come out and then. You go back to the ladies because most of the time it's always
which are things I, you know, it's still based on the market, base.
Yeah, so the demand for
the demand.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so there's a demand for male stripping, but it's more privately.
Mm.
You get, and this is our region.
Yeah,
you get, we have that stigma. We fall for that stigma a lot. I don't want Lag Baja to know that I'm doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Two girls might be with you. I mean, two girls who want to enjoy this fun. But because that other girl is just beside her, she might be like, okay, I don't want to feel like the cheap one. I don't want to.
Yeah.
I don't want to.
Yeah. Because I feel
two,
like...
Trust me, two guys...
Women are more comfortable, like, with female strippers as well. Because a lot of times...
Which is what gets me worried. Because sometimes I see women playing with, like, human strippers. I'm like, come on, you have boobs too. Like...
Yeah, why? I mean, well, obviously, some people are lesbian, some people are bisexual. And then there's also just, like, the fun of it. Like, boobs are soft and nice for everybody. So, you know, it really is relative.
But deep down, some of them want the guy.
No, for sure. Because, like I said, I've never been to a strip club where I saw male strippers. I've never seen male strippers in my, like this fifth TV, yes, shows or recordings of videos. You've seen me now. I mean, I have your number now. So, and like you said, you do bridal showers and events and parties and stuff. So, you know, my girls are gonna have a good time with sugar cane.
Yeah, you know. And I just also ladies should wake up to understand that they are free to express themselves, have their fun, you get, without those stigmas on them. You get, so I feel the ladies even themselves, because even me, sometimes I get triggered by those ladies who are bold enough to say, I want to have this fun and I don't give a fuck. You get, those are powerful ladies. We need more of those kind of ladies. Ladies who want to have their fun. So ladies, go out there, have your fun, call a male stripper, you know, enjoy yourself. Touch hard chest.
This is a hard chest. And you know, when instead of you to come with singlets, you now came in a suit and this is supposed to give us a little sample of
the presentation. The packaging also.
Fair enough.
You could start like this, and this is a setting.
Yeah.
You know, a gentleman. I could give you this gentleman strip setting. Mm-hmm. So from here, remove my shades. My suit's going off. Mm-hmm. By the time I take this button, one gently.
Six steps. Fair enough. I mean, that makes sense. So I want to know about the sharing formulas of like when you're working like in a strip club or if you're working in a club. Because, you know, obviously like you have people who spray while you're on and all. Do you guys do percentages, or are there places that say, okay, I'm outrightly paying you this and that's what you get for your performance? Or do you also get a percentage of what people come and spray on you?
Yes, I, for example, Secret Palace, where I work,
mm-hmm.
I get paid for my performances, for my performances as first. And when I make my spray, I get my spray with the club percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So it's fair on me like that. So, and my performances are just time-based. So, not like I'm stressing much. I know I'm going there as when I'm done with my part. I get compliments from the club also, where I've been around. So, that's for clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Then for maybe parties, I get my pay, spray. Maybe sometimes I get to share my spray with maybe the plug.
Okay,
yeah, person who refers, so I give him maybe a 20% cut out of that.
Mm-hmm.
I have my personal money picker who helps with that and all that. Sometimes I go with my own money changer.
Okay.
Yeah, to make sure the cash
nobody
is there.
Nobody is not. Mm-hmm.
So it's that way. Sometimes I get
business.
Sometimes I get an outright just booking, maybe no spray, and I just I know no spray. I just give you an outright payment for everything, and I finish and I'm gone.
Okay. I mean, it doesn't seem as stressful as female strippers, because for them, you know, another thing that Nigerians like is they like the imported strippers as well. So they like all those babes that come from like Dominican Republic or this one, that one, the BBL ones, all of that stuff. Yeah. But then I hear that for some of them, they take their passports, you know, to make sure that they keep working. Then they pay them. But those ones, they pay them like maybe $2,000 a month.
Well, some are, how should I put it? You have to be careful coming into this industry.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of traffics. Yeah. When I mean traffic, a lot of people just want to use you. Yeah. Secondly, you have to be careful because this is where you put in, you know, handling your, this is where you have to learn how to handle your emotions also.
Mm.
It comes with a lot of emotion, backlash.
How so? Explain.
In the sense that, you might go somewhere and somebody touch you inappropriately.
Mm-hmm.
You'd not like you like it, but it's your job. It might even be your job, but you don't just like it at that moment. Like, why is this person touching me inappropriately?
You get
so it happens. Things like that might trigger you.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
You might not like a certain person, but because you're already there dancing, the person might walk up and feel he has. So all those kind of things come in the job also. So you might get a lot of, how should I put it again? You might get a lot of people saying negative things right in front of you.
Wow.
I don't did somewhere they danced before, and I was dancing with a lady and someone like him beside her was doing like, and I was like seeing the person right in front of me doing God forbid back to saying that God was this nonsense. But I don't have to
that is crazy.
Let that, you know, trigger me or something. I just have to do what I have to
what
do.
You
like.
Have to do. Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that pop up. And when I going back to the traffic, now a lot of these girls might be making that $2,000. But how much is getting to their own pockets? You get? So how much is getting to their own pocket? That's the question. A lot of them go into this business and at the end of the day, there's nothing profitable to hold on to.
Yeah.
You get? So and this is a business where a lot is at risk, your reputation, you get your maybe future jobs or contracting. Mm-hmm. Might have a lot of things attached to this job. So you have to be very careful how you take your steps.
Yeah, because I know there are some people who are very low-key about, you know, stripping, especially ladies. So they strip only at night in certain places.
Yeah, it'll be masked and
yes, they either be masked. They don't allow any pictures or videos. Because even to come on the pod, there are some that are just like, no, I can't have my face attached to you. Like, I don't want people out there to know that, you know, this is what I do. There are some who, you know, own it and they do it with their chest and they enjoy the work that they do and they plan to stay there. But you also find that a lot of ladies, after a while, they want to actually leave and go and start, you know,
something,
start something that is more presentable to society.
Well, when you say presentable to society, these days, what is really presentable to society?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, the question is, did you make money?
Mm-hmm.
Are you making money?
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell strippers out there is, which is going back to what I said before, the scarcity with quality to create your value. So if you're everywhere, and trust me, that's why you might see different types of strippers. It's because after a while, the customers, their choices change. You get. So they want something else. Something they get tired of seeing that big ass. They want to experience what a small boobs is or a small ass is.
Mm-hmm.
They get tired of skinny girls and want to see BBW.
Mm-hmm.
I get my point. So you have to know how to even market yourself. One, mm-hmm. create that scarcity for your market.
Yeah.
You get, if I'm a BBW girl,
mm-hmm.
how can I create that scarcity that I'm always wanted? If you call, if you need 10 or even 2 in Lagos, I'll be among.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was what I saw. So, and even me as a guy, I was like, okay, if you're calling 2-3 strippers in Lagos or in Nigeria, I want you to see me presentable enough to call me in the first 2.
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, when you are everywhere, people think when you're everywhere, you get the booking. No, they get tired. They be like, that guy, I booked him already.
No, that guy, I booked him already. Yeah.
And especially when you come cheap again, mm-hmm. I booked him, so it just goes. But when you're more valuable and scarce, they'd be like, oh, that guy is the only guy with hot chest.
Mm.
That guy is the only fresh guy that gives nice presentation.
Mm-hmm.
That guy is the only guy I know I can introduce. Because some people just come and they do this job nuisancely.
Mm-hmm.
You get? So clients, after that experience, they get scared of trying. But when you give them a good impression, which are things like, for example, I go to a show. And I'm having a dance with somebody, and even maybe the person might be responding back quite well, which might, on a normal day, some people might just get so loosed that it is a job and other things happen.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to build myself morally enough to, as much as I'm even doing what is immoral, I know my limits and my stop.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of stuff at the end of the day creates this value for you.
Mm.
So when there's this value that, oh, this guy came straight for me, everything, and I couldn't even touch his dick,
mm-hmm.
trust me, they want you again.
Because
they'll be feeling, okay, maybe I'll touch that dick again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense. You're creating that desire and making them want to come back for you. Yeah, but speaking about that, so that's also something I often worry about, because if you see how Nigerian men especially handle strippers, the way they slap their bum bum, pull their breasts, all that kind of stuff, because you feel like, oh, I'm paying for this, so I should be able to treat them how I want. And I'm sure a lot of them are not comfortable with that aspect of things, because obviously in other countries, there are many, they have rules where you can't even touch the strippers. You can't throw money, you can do this, you can do that. Except, okay, yes, you pay for your private dance and then you guys still have rules and regulations, but you can't just maltreat or touch them anyhow. And so how do you, but I mean, you said you just shake it off. But how do you generally like deal with that when you have people who just, you know, like touch you inappropriately?
Two things is, one, I'll say, work on your branding. Secondly, customer management.
Mm-hmm.
So when I mean branding is, for example, booking me, you don't just approach me, you want to book me. You don't just ask me what's my price. You get, those little things matter on how a client will perceive you to treat you.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to book me, even though I'm handling the booking myself, I won't sound like you're talking to me. I'll sound like my representative creating a value.
Mm-hmm.
Ask for my price, I'll give you my rates card.
Mm-hmm.
Lining up all those things, I'm sure I won't come to your place and you think I'm just one anybody you touch anyhow.
Yeah.
Giving you my rate card, I put my hours I'm working, time of arrival. I let you know once it's so time, I'm done. So once there's all this embodying you, I don't think they can easily just break you. They might try, because you might get to some place, some client want to purposely delay you because they feel they've paid you. So you have to learn to speak up, know how to relate with them that this is not what we agreed on.
Mm-hmm.
Work on your branding. Once your branding is strong, you're not just penetrable anyhow.
Yeah.
And people don't just see you anyhow or to treat you anyhow. But once you're just there, you get it? Once you're just there, they say, okay, there's a job. You don't even ask of anything. You didn't ask of the time. You didn't ask of anything. They'll just allow you come. You stay there till whenever they are ready. But when you let them know, even though you don't have a job, you just let them know, okay,
my time is so-so to so-so.
I have another appointment from so-so to so-so. Trust me, they treat you better. That's just how it is. So you have to be the one to set that standard for yourself.
Mm.
You don't say they would give you that standard. So once you set that standard for yourself, I'm sure the market will adjust.
Yeah, but I think it's definitely easier to do this as a man than it is for women because, you know, the way... Yes, I'm sure the people who do private dancing and with those ones, they can kind of set the rules. But I think that for people who dance in clubs, there's already an expectation because people think, okay, whether it's 10K per dance or 5K or whatever, once the dancers come, they're already climbing you, shaking bum bum. Like, it's different. The way you would dance with a woman is different from the way a woman would dance with a woman or a man, you know.
Right.
And so, I feel like, I mean, maybe not so much, to be honest, but there's more stuff with babes, you know, there's boobs, there's this, there's that. But I think that they can only... It depends on the rules of where they work as well. Because if you're in a club where in the club we tell all our customers you have to treat our strippers like this, but most places you don't hear anything like that. You know, people just enter, pay, and they just do. The only thing that I see they try to enforce is don't record, but people still record.
Okay. The difference there a bit is the ladies don't really get self affection or seduction.
Mm.
These are even key things I wish some female ladies can work on.
Yeah.
You get? So some female lady strippers, even guy, I'm talking to the guys, I'm talking to strippers in general. You have to learn how to sell seduction also.
Mm.
When I mean seduction, in the sense that we know most ladies, the way they do it, and I'm telling you why most ladies are strippers, because they just feel it's just go naked. Shaking ash, show breast. You get? Well, it's more to that now.
Mm-hmm.
There's a way you can sell seduction by just looking at your client.
Mm.
And he will still spray you that money. He will spray to somebody that is all naked.
Mm.
There's a way you sit on his laps. You don't have to be even fully naked. So those little details goes to.
Yeah.
You get? So the ladies mostly have sold themselves to just open the ass, sit on the lap, spank me, and you get. They don't get to put new things to the art.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some which are even just online. You see them go online, dress sexy, just twerk, and they are making their money more than the ones that are in the main show going naked.
Mm-hmm.
You get. It's just because those ones are selling the seduction somehow else. There's a way you can sell seduction of just a waist bead.
Mm-hmm.
You get my point. And you sell the seduction of the waist bead and you're not even on your panties yet. So ladies have to know how to spice it up more than just the nyash. If not, they'll just keep getting those kind of treatments.
Mm.
As a lady, you can also be a performer, a stage performer, female stripper.
Yeah, because I was...
Which was things when I started doing, a lot of them started observing that, yes, we could... I could really do this. We could really just be two and give them a special performance and I don't have to go all naked for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we still do something fantastic on the stage, something sensual, something seductive. So they also have to look into those parts, how to seduce their clients without going all the way.
Yeah.
You get. So those are things I feel they can work on, or things I try to work on to bring that difference.
Yeah. No, I mean, excuse me, that really makes sense because, you know, like you said, selling seduction and like, where you, if you take the model of strip clubs where you can't even touch the strippers, people want to watch that performance. People want to feel desire. People want, like, sometimes all people want in the entire night is, I want to make sure the stripper gives me attention or eye contact.
Yeah, that's because, seduction.
Exactly, because you feel like, oh, I feel special. I'll give you extra money. She noticed me today type stuff. So I think that, yes, branding and the art of stripping is actually very important because you find that many people are not taking it as an art.
Art. Yeah.
They're not taking it as a job. Like, okay, I'm a stripper, I'm a performer, and I'm just here to, you know, sell that seduction and sell that desire. They're just here, like you said, shake bum bum, collect your money and go home. Yeah, so I think that what you've said actually made a lot of sense, and you can even apply it to, like, different types of businesses because, like, your branding, your perception, how it will affect your pricing, how it will affect how people treat you. And, you know, that's nice. Like, I like that, you know, you treat it as a business and, you know, you take it very seriously. You also take yourself, you know, very seriously. Because at the end of the day, these are fields, as much as people say, oh, is immoral, is this, is that. People are always going to patronize, whether underground or not underground. People are always going to...
You know, as I said earlier, like, the energy at which you resolute on tells a lot. Some men even resolute on the energy of they want to brutalize the girls. Mm-hmm. So they pay them. And they're on that energy of,
yes,
I just want to,
yes,
treat the lady.
Is, yeah, which is really
scary. And some are in that energy of, oh, I just want to jolly.
Mm-hmm.
So those kind of men, the lady might be far there and they're stoning her the bulk of cash without even touching her. They just want to purely enjoy the fun.
Yeah.
So.
And I mean, some people fall in love with strippers as well because they get to get favorites. And I think that obviously they build relationships with the strippers too because, you know, you come one time, two times, this person.
And there's that segment also that strippers are prostitutes. No, the job different. A shewu different from stripper. You get my point? A shewu different from stripper. Stripper, if they made the way, you know, they even fuck a year.
Mm-hmm.
You get? So those two things are so different. A shewu is different from stripper. So you know how to, even as a lady, know how to classify yourself. If not a shewu, you want to face some. If not stripper, you want to be a stripper. If not both, now you sabi, you get the way they go treat yourself if they do both.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so a lot of people just mix everything. Mm-hmm. The day where Ashewu work no come, they go want to do stripper.
Mm-hmm.
You get, so it doesn't work that way. Or maybe they do stripper, they find Ashewu work inside stripper.
Yeah, but a lot of strippers actually do, like, sleep with their clients. Like, a lot actually do sleep with their clients.
When you mean a lot, not everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And when you mean a lot, how many of them really wanted to?
Mm-hmm.
You get? Those are the things that end up tagging a lot of stigma. A lot of them go to places that they don't want to do it and it ends up becoming rape or something.
Mm-hmm.
But because now me be stripper, we go there, we open my body. Who I want to explain to say, I go strip.
Yeah, and
I know talk to me, they put prick inside me. They put prick inside me.
Yeah.
Who? How many people would believe that?
Yeah.
So it becomes a stigma inside of you. Mm-hmm. You have to just face. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is really sad. And, like, this is why, you know, when people talk about legalizing sex work and even just putting things to protect, like, sex workers, because at the end of the day now, you know, God forbid, a stripper goes and then she does a private job and a man now harasses her or even rapes her, she can't report to the police because, like you said, how do you want to go and explain to police that you were stripping? And
okay,
then you...
okay, even less ladies, we know, yeah, that could happen. But people don't believe guys get harassed also.
Mm-hmm.
You get, which is things we could also talk about.
Yeah.
But even as a guy, you're not that privileged to talk about it. Because even then, we tell you, say, you will be mine. The toxic woman just hold your prick like that. So sometimes I've been in places where, okay, I'm done with my show, no more shows, maybe back to my show, and ladies just come grab your balls. And I'd be like, can I just grab your boobs also like that? No. You get. So that's harassment. But
it is harassment. What do you do when that happens?
I give a straight face, like, bitch, don't catch it. I don't, not like I say that, but I let you know
that's not allowed.
That's the boundary you're passing.
Yeah. That's bad, though. Sorry that you go through that, because, you know, you know, that's you know, and Nigerian women, please, if you book sugarcane, I beg, not say you should. There's no.
If you want the full form,
that's what I was going to say. If you paid for balls grabbing package, but if you're not paying for that one, don't be trying to. I'm trying to stop free currents.
Yeah.
You know, but yeah, no, but I mean, it's important. But for me personally, I think that, you know, that's the thing about, like, a very interesting thing about, like, sex work and...
You know where I had to even hold my, like, learn that discipline? I do, like, sensual body massages also. I do physiotherapy and body massage.
And what does you do?
So... You know, you get some ladies tend to like, okay, let me try him out. How much is a sensual massage? I tell you price.
Mm-hmm.
Sensual massage. We reach there with the massage finished, one-on-one, two, you come wet. It's insane. At the same money where you pay for sensual massage, because you are a woman, you feel my prick will just stand and I will just forget my price. And just, no. You get, you have one. I create that discipline as much as I would leave you there all naked. But after my prick go stand, it go fall. But to chuka inside where you never pay my money complete, we no be waiting, we agree. I'm sorry.
No, important. Important.
You get. Important. It's very important. And some people, they no go, they don't want you with one kind of thing. You go there, you don't give them the whole thing. So once they have the whole thing anymore, there's no value anymore. But when she said pay that amount to chop them, ah, she said, good. You see that dick before I had it? It was so.
You killed it. But I mean, very valid, very valid, very valid. Because,
and I'm not for everybody, so I tend to.
So there are some people, even if they pay you, say you're not doing.
Yes. Yes. Just to save myself from. Or let me put it this way. Once I am able to, like, know the energy resulting from. I am very particular about my vibrations and energy.
Okay, so if you feel like they are on a disrespectful one, or you guys are on the same
frequency or you get, I don't want to know how much is the money.
Mm-hmm.
I just back off. So I like those I do with my full mind, and I also enjoy what I'm doing.
Yeah. I mean, that's good, because, you know, it means that you're not acting out of a place of desperation. And in this kind of space, you actually have to be very mindful about protecting your energy, because you come in contact with a lot of people, a lot of bodies, a lot of spirits, in quotes.
Yeah,
you know, and so you can't...
Different things are in this job, actually.
Yeah.
You know, some people don't, the way they don't actually test me with their wife.
Mm.
You get those kind moves. With some might be like, okay, go dance, man. Go dance with her. Go give her a dance. They want to, like, just stay from her far and see, like, is this guy? They not be like, say, they no want. They want you to do it, but also they are being cautious. Like,
they
I know
limit.
Guys do much. So now you as a guy going, you have to be cautious. Now man, tell me, say, make I go dance for a woman. No be say I'll reach there, can't they be like, say, I want.
Mm-hmm.
You get. You get my point. So you have to also have that in the back of your mind, saying a man send you.
Mm-hmm.
So you going there, there's a way you be mindful.
Mm-hmm.
You get, and you do your thing and you go. Mm-hmm. The lady might want it, but because of the man there, she would also play dull a bit. So when you overpush, it now becomes like you're the one overpushing it. Mm-hmm. Then you get the bad name or the bad stigma.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, there's a lot of calculating that goes into
it. A lot.
They're not just
you get the way you go look clients, you go near them, you go know where the clients want to make you do more. You get the way you go hold clients, you go know if the client want to make you touch them.
Mm.
You don't just go about touching anybody like that. Yeah. So all those things are very needed.
You have to be really perceptive, because I feel like there are some people that don't send. They just carry the same script and the same dance and the same moves to everybody.
Mm. So me, sometimes, some bridal showers, you don't even see my pants. I'm still on my full clothes. Maybe I strip, go, and I maybe tear my shirt for you. You go, oh, wow. Again, I never show you the whole deal. So there's still this modesty to the immorality.
Mm.
So they'll call
it. It's very interesting that you call it immorality. Do you feel like it's immoral?
If to say, Adam and Eve no chop that apple. You know, say you go there with your breasts like this. I do my prick. We just sit down and look each other.
True.
Which is, as I said, we will be resoluting on the energy of, I go look your breasts, nothing to fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get. Mm-hmm. So it's not an immorality. We should even thank that serpent for giving us the fruit.
Mm. I believe that. I believe that. I mean, and that's obviously why like this podcast exists. So I'm delving back to something I was going to say earlier about how people often classify sex work, and then, you know, it's like how you said, oh, Ashewo is different from strippers. It's how some people, me, when I always ask people, what's the difference between a sex worker on the streets and a runs girl or an escort or a sugar baby? It's still the same thing, but it's really just the packaging of it. And I feel like people should actually respect like all of them. It's just that, you know, people put certain value to, and apparently even in the strip club, you hear like strippers insulting each other, calling each other Ashewo and this one and that one. So you even find that some people even don't respect what they are doing. Just feel like, I'm just doing this nonsense.
That's what I said. The respect is not something you'll be given. It's something you create for yourself. So over time, I don't think I've been given any respect. Like, just they just see me, give me the respect. No, when I go there, I create my respect.
Mm-hmm.
That way, next time it comes naturally to them. Yeah. That this guy don't like you doing this. This guy don't like you doing this. This guy is somebody you can't just keep an hour without knowing. So I don't mind. I'll walk out if you've delayed me much. Yeah. I'd rather have my good sleep at home. This is business.
Yeah.
Rather I'm coming to stay where you're not even. I'd rather just have my good sleep at home.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, now the good sleep, they even make the body fine where you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You get it? So some people just go overstress themselves. And at the end of the day, you go sha.
Mm.
And they'll look for somebody else.
Yeah.
So you also know when to step back, when to go. You get it? If you want to be everywhere now.
Mm. Okay. I mean, thank you so much, Ken. This has been very, very insightful. So I'm going to quickly wrap up with a tip of the week. So either a sex tip of the week or a tip of the week concerning the stripping, exotic dancing industry. You know, any final words for either people who want to join or just even potential customers as well, if you have a chance to speak to both of them.
Yeah, I'll give, okay. Let me start with the male stripping on before the sex. I would say, know yourself, know what you like, know what you enjoy doing before going into it. Yeah, know what you like, know what you enjoy doing before you go into it. And secondly, I would say, try to make as much money as you can while you can, because this is not something that lasts forever. There's going to be somebody hotter than you that will pop out. There's somebody that is going to have a bigger anything than you that will pop out. So learn to utilize the time you have. Make value of your money. Plan and invest. Then sex tip. Give your girl head every time before you fuck her. Make her wet very much.
Yes.
That's a sex tip.
The Nigerian man, we've always said, is head. Give oral sex. Amen to oral sex. Amen to oral sex. Thank you so much. So where can everyone find you if they want to, like on socials or if they want to book you, etc.
My social media handle is jot_worldwide, JOT_worldwide. And my stripping platform is sugarcane_plug. Sugarcane Sensations_plug.
That's on Instagram.
Yes, that's on Instagram.
Okay. I mean, we'll tag them when we tag the video. And you guys know where to follow me at House of Chocolates. Follow the podcast at Spit or Swallow Pod. Find us on YouTube at Spit or Swallow Podcast. SOS Pod Official on Twitter. Spit or Swallow Pod on TikTok. And I will see you guys when I see you guys.